your fitness works on you more than you work on it. Hey, everybody, it's Brian with Applied Fitness. And I have that saying that your fitness works on you. And what I mean by that is it's not just the weight that you lose. It's not the fat that you lose. It's not the inches and all that amazing stuff. It's the person you become during your health and fitness and fat loss journey. Because you see, when you're going along your journey to lose that weight and to keep it off, not just some short-term thing, but to actually have sustainable results, you have to become a new person, and that builds character, that builds discipline, that builds self-confidence, because you know that if you can lose that weight and you can look back and say, oh my God, look at what I've done the last few weeks, look at what I've done the last few months. If I can control what I put in my body, how I move my body, and how I feed my mind, I can do anything. So along your fitness and fat loss journey, you have to focus on the patterns and the habits that had you gain the weight in the first place. You have to confront that and realize, okay, that was a bad habit that led to my weight gain. That was a pattern that I got in that led to the weight gain. So we have to counteract those and reverse those. So here's three things you can do to help with that. First off, is you have to know on a daily and weekly and monthly basis, for that matter, what habits and patterns you need to follow. Okay, what should I be eating on a daily basis? How many times a week should I be exercising on a weekly basis? So I should be tracking those things, or at least keeping track mentally, knowing that, all right, am I hitting my targets? Am I doing the habits? Because once I do that, I build my habits, then I build my patterns, and then that builds the routines, and that's where you start to see the success. Number two is you have to set a routine of regular exercise, regular cadence of setting these habits of, okay, so I'm going to work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm going to meal prep on Sunday. I'm going to follow my meal plan during the week. You have to set that as a routine, as an appointment, like you would anything else. And you know what? I dare say to you, it's the most important appointment that you need to set and to adhere to. And number three, last but not least, is accountability. You have to have accountability. We all need that, whether it's a workout buddy, a coach, a mentor, somebody that's going to help inspire you and encourage you, not beat you down, but build you back up. If you miss a workout or you have a bad day of eating, someone that's not going to tear you down, but say, hey, listen, it's all good. Tomorrow's a new day. Let's get back on track. You have those three things, you can kind of counteract the habits, build new patterns, see the results that you want, and you know what? Once you start to do that, you get that momentum, you get that self-confidence, you get that self-esteem, you realize that you can do anything in life. I'm Brian.